From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an independent investigation into violence in Gaza Friday, as at least 16 people were killed and hundreds injured by Israeli security forces. A senior UN official told the Security Council there are fears the situation in Gaza might deteriorate in the coming days. The violence happening during one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations along the Israel-Gaza border in recent years. Reuters' Matthew LaRotondo reports.
Hundreds of people have been wounded and several killed as a Palestinian demonstration on Gaza's border with Israel turned violent, one of the largest in recent years. Palestinian medical officials say one of the dead was aged 16, and most of the casualties were struck by gunfire. Israel's military responded by saying its troops had used, quote, riot dispersal means and firing towards main instigators, and that some of the demonstrators were rolling burning tires and hurling stones at the border fence and at soldiers.
That was Matthew LaRotondo reporting. The protests marked the start of 6 weeks of planned demonstrations from Palestinians. Two members of the U.S.-led coalition in Syria, one American and the other British, were killed in a roadside bomb blast Thursday night, according to U.S. officials. Two U.S. officials speaking anonymously to Reuters said the attack occurred near the city of Manbij in northern Syria. A suicide bomb blast in Afghanistan's eastern Kunar province Friday killed at least two people, including a senior member of the provincial council. There was no immediate claims of responsibility. This is